Singles Day itself developed here in China in the mid-1990s as a sort of anti-Valentine's Day, with young single people using November 11th all for once on a digital calendar to treat themselves to gifts. But in 2009, Alibaba took the first step in turning it into what it has become now, the biggest shopping day of the year, not only in China, but the entire world. This year is expected over 100 million people will have made purchases from the nearly 30,000 retailers who are set to be taking part in this year's promotion. Once the dust settles, it's expected over $10 billion worth of sales will be made this year, easily eclipsing sales made during Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the United States.
I like Double 11. Everything's cheap on this day. This year, I'm only buying clothes. They're much cheaper online than they are in shopping malls. But the thing is, you've got to be careful on this day. You need to compare the prices offered in different shops, because some shops will raise prices first before they lower it on Singles Day.
I really have nothing to buy on Double 11. For me, the most important thing is the practicality of the products I buy. I don't want to turn my home into a storeroom. For sure, some prices are very low, hence the appeal. But buying products because they are cheap won't do me any good if I don't use them.
Last year, the estimated $9.3 billion worth of sales were generated through Singles Day. The sheer volume of products being moved can sometimes prove overwhelming for retailers.
We have to enlarge our inventory and get ready for the annual Double 11. And on this day, we have to stay up very late or even work until the next day. The turnover a few days before Double 11 is actually very low because people would rather wait to spend on this day to save money. In these 2 days, people who work in logistics and sales are all tired out.
One issue which tends to crop up every year is the availability of products people want to buy. Zhao Ping with the Ministry of Commerce says they have found a growing number of retailers, particularly those selling products online, are simply using Singles Day as a way to promote their own site.
The Double 11 shopping spree is more complicated than it seems. Many online shops are involved in the promotion, but their supplies often don't meet the demand. Many people have found that the low-priced products they've set their sights on are gone almost instantly. Many businesses use this trick to attract customers to their online shops, benefiting only a very small number of their customers.
The Commerce Ministry is also warning consumers to beware of certain bargains, noting many retailers will begin increasing the prices of their products in advance of Singles Day to try to fool shoppers into thinking they are getting a good deal with a Singles Day price cut. Despite the slowdown of the economy in China, some observers anticipate sales during this year's Singles Day promotion are likely to increase by around 15% compared with last year. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.